Princess Alestia, the Changeling Queen, Chapter 20, Part 2. Lamia's brain ground to a halt as she finished listening to her sister's last sentence.
Wait, what? Why did you just flee Canterlot?
Screeched Lamia, her bewilderment throwing away all control that she had over her emotions. She simply couldn't believe the craziness of her sister's actions. She had the perfect opportunity to escape, but she had thrown it away.
I was the only changeling in Equestria who could speak for our hive, for our mother, for you! If I didn't talk to Celestia to try to defend our hive, then who knows what could have happened? I had to go, even if I would forfeit my life for doing so!
Cried Syndra, tears just beginning to moisten the corners of her eyes. Lamia stared at her sister, speechless. Her mouth was slightly parted, but her single eye narrowed as Syndra continued to speak.
While I was waiting for Princess Celestia at the meeting place, I realized that the only way to save our hive from the aftermath of our mother's attack was to give the princesses some harmless information about our hive, so that they could know that we could be reasoned with and that they could negotiate with us. I never considered giving them our infiltration strategies, but I knew that without any knowledge of us but as invaders, nothing would stop them from countering our attack.
Lamia shook her head.
Syndra, you're not making any sense. Our hive could have survived a war with Equestria. You could have come to your conclusion simply from observing the strength of the pony's friendships. You're wrong, Lamia. Our species, once regarded as a myth, was revealed to the entire world as a hostile force. Equestria may value peace and we may have the advantage of stealth, but they are far larger a nation than our hive. Already, their paranoia from their knowledge of our presence is affecting how we gather love. If it came down to conflict, both our hive and Equestria would inevitably suffer.
Said Syndra in a solemn tone. To Lamia's aggravation, despite how insane the idea was, the reasoning behind her sister's meeting with Celestia did make a degree of sense. Without Syndra providing a character reference by which Celestia could judge their hive, it was likely that the ponies would not have been so willing to pursue a peaceful option. Needing to get close to her sister to evaluate her reaction, Lamia shifted herself forward. With some annoyance, she noticed that her sister cringed at her injuries in the same way the others did. But Lamia could understand why Syndra had been no different. Her scars were rather ugly.
Syndra, I understand why you gave yourself up to Celestia.
Lamia swallowed, forcing herself to think logically despite the multitude of emotions brimming in her chest.
It was commendable and quite logical in the situation.
Lamia allowed herself a small smile as her sister looked at her with hope, but the young queen forced her expression back into a solemn mask.
But why in the queen's name did you reveal to Princess Celestia the only ways that we could have kept hidden? That's hardly innocuous information!
Demanded Lamia, involuntarily raising her voice. Syndra whimpered, but the hard light in her sister's eyes forced her to continue. Syndra shut her eyes, and Lamia sighed. She hadn't intended a shout, but her frustrated state of mind made it difficult for her to keep her voice level.
Syndra, look at me right now.
Syndra did so immediately, but her eyes seemed to be focused over Lamia's shoulder. The elder changed on ground. She knew that most people found it uncomfortable to even glance at her wounds, but it was so painful that her own sister was no different from them.
Syndra, I don't want to hurt you, but I can't help you if you don't tell me everything about why you did what you did. I know I probably will get angry, but I will do my best to evaluate your actions as objectively as possible,
said Lamia, placing her hoof on her sister's. Syndra trembled at her sister's soft touch, and she swallowed. Paying no attention at the time, Lamia waited patiently for her sister to speak.
During the meeting, I basically offered myself to Celestia's mercy and answered several of her questions. That I had been banished from my hive and had no idea why Mom was doing this. That I actually had pony friends that I liked and who I thought didn't deserve this attack. She then asked me if she could trust me, despite the fact that she may be forced to take action against my mother. I told her yes, because that way I could at least try to tell her what I thought about her mother would do and convince her that she only thought about what was best for her hive.
Syndra hesitated after she finished, and her eyes dropped away from Lamia to their touching hooves.
She asked me to tell our hive's infiltration strategies. She argued that she needed to use the strategies to protect Equestria and to try to force our mother to negotiate. She pointed out how our mother's attack had endangered all the changing hives and how she needed to be stopped.
Syndra winced and shook her head.
I never expected her to ask me that and it caught me off guard. I didn't want to believe what she had said, but...
Syndra shut her eyes and she braced herself against her sister's inevitable anger.
At that moment, I didn't trust our mother or that what she had done at Canterlot had a good reason. I didn't know that you were hurt or that the Hive was starving or about the Shadow Empire. All I knew was that she had attacked one of the largest countries in the world and revealed our entire species as hostile. I thought her mother had gone mad and Celestia offered to stop her from doing any more damage to our Hive and Equestria, and our way of life sounded more reasonable than what her mother had done.
As soon as she had finished, she shut her eyes, only watching her sister through the crack between one eyelid. Lamia's features were blank, and her one eyebrow was relaxed. However, Syndra could see that every muscle in her sister's body was taut, forcing her to remain still.
And you believed her?
Syndra frowned.
Mother had revealed our kind's existence to the entire world, and—
You fool.
Syndra blinked as Lamia's hoarse voice cut her off.
How could you willingly place the welfare and safety of our hive in the hooves of a pony?
Demanded Lamia. The queen's teeth were gritted, her brow crinkled, and her eyes filled with fury. The half of her lips that was not charred chitin pulled back into a twisted snarl, yet the remaining disfigured half of her face remained motionless, unable to move.
Ponies aren't—
Lamia waved her protests.
I have nothing against ponies as a species. I hate those worthless cowards who took my leg, but I keep telling myself that there are good ponies out there, and I have seen them.
Lamia took in a deep breath, biting a corner of her lip. Pain shot into her mind, diverting her attention from the sheer rage that she felt within her. She didn't care if her sister was staring at her, as if she couldn't believe what she was seeing. Lamia was actually furious at her sister for the first time in her life.
What you did wrong was that you entrusted the safety of our entire hive's infiltration network, our food and information source, in the hooves of an outsider. I know Princess Celestia appears to harbor no ill intentions for our hive and our species, and she is the one who organized this conference. But she—
Lamia cut her sister off, wincing at Syndra's hurt expression. But the young queen needed to explain just what her sister had nearly cost their hive.
But what? Regardless of who she is and what Mother did, you gave up our strategies, knowing that they were being used to coerce our cooperation. You endangered hundreds of undercover changelings across Equestria and the food situation of our hive because you didn't trust my mother or me. Thank the great hive mothers that Celestia is a forgiving ruler, or else our entire hive might have ended up wounded, dead, or starving thanks to you. But Celestia never did any of those things, Lamia. She organized the conference and has been trying to protect us ever since.
Protested Syndra. Lamia chuckled, making a bitter, biting sound that chilled Syndra to the bone.
Yes, but what if she did? And what was the end result of your revelation to her? If Celestia was so trustworthy, so understanding, why did you have to give her this secret? She gave you the opportunity. She gave you the opportunity to make a conscious choice. You could have easily withheld them.
Syndra's eyes went wide.
I—
She protested weakly.
Syndra, you gave her a sword that she could have used to kill our mother and the hive. A sword that Celestia could have used as blackmail if Mother protested her peace policies. Could still use. Celestia, knowing our infiltration procedures, only serves as insurance against our hive and to protect her own ponies. She never even used it. That was how dangerous telling Celestia the infiltration procedures was. It never brought us peace. It was never used to bring us together for peace. You gave them a weapon of war, and we're just lucky that they didn't use it!
Screamed Lamia. Syndra's mouth dropped open in shock and horror. She always had known her betrayal would hurt her mother, but what she never realized was the magnitude of the peril that she had placed her hive in by doing so. Now she just wished that she never acquiesced to Celestia's request. Tears formed at her eyes as she broke down, sobbing. Lamia heaved in breaths of fresh air, her eye glaring at her crying sister. Yet despite having screamed all the reasons that she was so mad at her, she felt no better. In fact, she felt more wretched than ever.
Well, what do you have to say for yourself?
Demanded Lamia. Syndra didn't look up. She kept whimpering and sobbing. Something within Lamia snapped. Her horn sparked to life as she seized her sister's chin with her telekinetic grasp. Raising Syndra's face up, Lamia thrust her nose right up to her sister's.
What? Are you too afraid to see my face? It's right here for you to see!
Roared Lamia. To Lamia's surprise, Syndra didn't resist. Lamia found herself looking straight into her sister's moist eyes.
Lamia, you're right! I can't believe I was so stupid! I could have killed Mother! I could have killed you!
Syndra swallowed, shut her eyes, and hung limply in Lamia's magical grasp.
I'm sorry. I don't deserve to live.
Lamia's heart stopped.
What? I don't deserve to live.
Syndra cried out as pain blossomed across her cheek. Eyes wide, she shook her head and stared at her sister in shock. Her older sister was crying, tears pouring down her cheek.
Don't say that, Syndra. Please don't say that. I can't bear to lose you. Not again.
Begged Lamia. She wasn't quite sure why she was crying, but she couldn't help herself.
Lamia, I'm a traitor! I endangered our mother, the hive, you! Why don't you want me gone? Wouldn't it be easier for you?
Wailed Syndra. She couldn't understand why her sister was crying. Wasn't she furious at her only a few seconds ago? Lamia shook her head, not trying to stop the tears flowing from her only eye.
I'm furious at you, and what you've done hurts me more than the fire that took my leg, but...
Lamia took a deep breath and managed a small smile.
You're my sister, and I love you.
With that, Syndra flung her hooves around Lamia's shoulders, embracing her at the same time Lamia seized her little sister with her only leg. The two tear-stricken siblings pressed against each other, as if they were two parts of a whole trying desperately to reform. When their limbs grew so tired that they couldn't embrace each other any harder, the sisters relaxed, drawing comfort from each other's presence.
Lamia, what happens now?
Asked Syndra softly, wiping the last drop of moisture from her eyes. Lamia grimaced.
I will try to explain the circumstances of your choice to our mother, what led you to betray her, but also what you did to try to defend her, and how sorry you are. Hopefully, I can get her to forgive you and resolve the situation between the ponies and changelings.
Syndra winced and sighed.
Do you really think that she might forgive me?
Lamia nodded, and Syndra's expression left it a little with hope.
Thank you. I'm sorry for reacting badly to your injuries earlier. I can see that it hurts you.
Whispered the smaller changeling.
It's alright. I look pretty hideous.
Chuckled Lamia, trying to laugh it off. She wasn't fooling anyone, though, and Syndra could clearly hear the dejected tone in her sister's voice.
But Lamia, you're not a monster. I might take some time getting used to your new look, but no matter how you look, you'll always be my sister.
Said Syndra sincerely. Lamia blinked and snorted.
I should listen to my own advice more. Thank you, Syndra.
Syndra reflected her sister's smile. Although she was tired, emotionally exhausted really, she was happier than she had ever been for a long time.
You're welcome, Lamia.
It is so weird how emotions change from one thing to another. Anyways, let's get on to our spectacular donators. Top donators are 630, Peter Coldheart, J Tinman, Darkside, Only One Thing, and Twinkie. Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Pastel Skies, Austin Roland, CrazyGiller557, Stu Hex, Sword Brother and Mordred, Omicron Library, Will Chris, Dospo, Delta Omega, Jack Edge, RuneCypher9852, Madman Stan, Leslie Perkett, Drake Love Dragon, Monte Norman, Stephen Bingham, LineGod12, Sorcerer Constantine, Hudzaza, Convair, and many more lovely people. Thank you all so much for watching this video and live life to the fullest.